Hello again and welcome to another episode of Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
And we're sweating balls.
I don't have any balls.
We're sweating. It's plus 28 in our apartment. The windows are closed because I don't want any extra noise. Because I don't Because I don't want extra noise interfering with our show.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
That's
why I could probably turn that fan on, though. I don't.
No, we're going to be hearing a buzz throughout the whole show. Yeah. Straight off the top, I'm going to be bringing up a story, which I probably should have brought up last week. A bear attacks a woman gardening. That's right.
Where?
Don't you want to know? Vancouver, British Columbia. A woman was recovering from her bite wounds after she was mauled by a bear while gardening outside her house in a suburb. That's right. In the suburb of Vancouver on Wednesday, police said. The 35-year-old woman was in the front yard of her house in Coquitlam, BC, when the animal attacked her, apparently without provocation. Neighbors and police said. Neighbors heard the woman screams, threw rocks at the bear to make it stop the attack. The animal was later shot and killed by a police officer. I'm sure they could have at least tranquilized it and taken it somewhere else, but...
No, once the bear gets a taste of human flesh and human blood, they just shoot it. Because then it will do it again.
Because it'll come back for more?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like, this tastes good. I want some more of that.
Where did you learn this?
I can't remember.
All right.
I might have just made it up.
You may have just made it up. Black bears often wander down from the mountains to some of Vancouver suburbs in search of food. But attacks on humans are extremely rare. But what was that? What are you getting at?
Extremely rare. I'm emphasizing that point.
She was gardening.
But she also lives in the mountains.
No, she lives in a suburb. It's like she was living in Beddington.
No, we don't have mountains full of trees here.
Okay, like in Banff.
Yeah.
How many? All right, you're making.
It's not like Calgary. There's no bears around Calgary.
You're making my case very difficult here. I'm trying to.
I know. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, they're normally shy and back away, so we don't know what happened in this incident. RCMP Corporal Tony blah 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 said, adding that the attack was considered an isolated incident. The woman was hospitalized in serious condition with bite wounds to her arms and skull, but the injuries were not considered life-threatening. Bears. What?
It's not like she wasn't even camping.
She was gardening, wrong place in the wrong time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think a few things have happened since the last show. I guess there's been a little bit of talk around the town again with my little striptease.
Really?
Maybe I'm playing it up a bit, but mostly amongst a group of friends, and it's good because now that little stunt has managed to get people to actually listen to our show for once. All I had to do was strip down to my nothing, essentially, and dance around. So welcome new listeners. One of the new listeners
I'm honestly just clearing my throat.
One of the new listeners went to our forum and signed up. And, you know, in our past episodes, we've been claiming that we are, in fact, Calgary's best podcast. Now it seems that somebody else has taken us to task and claiming that they are, in fact, Calgary's best podcast. This is what they had to see in the forums. This is from a Mr. Daryl Cognito, host of the Atomic Suburbia podcast, in which he writes, "I have to take exception at you referring to your podcast as Calgary's best podcast. AtomicSuburbia.com has claimed this title for more than a year. It's only been contested once by some other podcasts, but that guy is a little inconsistent." Daryl Cognito, find more Calgary podcasts at podcalgary.org. I listened to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We listened to a little bit of clips yesterday. I don't have anything prepared right now. And you know what? Fair enough, Daryl. Maybe before we came on the scene, you may have been Calgary's best podcast, but we're the new kids in town. We're stirring up shit, and we think we want to take you to task. And really, there's really only one way to resolve this between the two of us. There can only be one Calgary's Best Podcast, and the only way to resolve that is... That's right, we're having a motherfucking pod off.
Is this the music for, like, dance floor? What is this?
Come on, a combat.
Oh.
All right. Enough of the music there. I don't know what entails in the pod off. I did
pod off.
Pod off, okay. For lack of a better word. I do know. I know that Tom Suburbia does have better sound quality than us. That's one in your favor. I also know that they also get more listeners than us from various places around the world. That's two.
Well, I mean, they've been around for a year.
They've been around a little bit. He did do another podcast before that called, it was called something and something about a dog. I think it was called Pod Dog or something to the extent. It was the host, Daryl, and his dog. I don't know how much.
What?
That's what it said. That show had a good run, and now he's doing Atomic Suburbia. He does it every few weeks.
So what is his show about? What is it?
I downloaded about three episodes last night and listened to a few during work today. It's him, Daryl, talking about current events, his sort of take on things, podcasting, playing music that he likes.
Does he play a lot of music?
On the shows that I listen to, at least, there's maybe like one or two, maybe three songs per. It's usually about like half an hour long. But
so it's kind of like a radio show?
More talking. The music's just kind of there to break things up.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, Daryl. Calgary's Best Podcast. You say you're Calgary's Best Podcast. I even actually saw that you wrote it on your website far before we were even on the scene. So I don't know how to resolve this, other than bare knuckle boxing. But you know what? You'd probably kick my ass.
Why? You don't even know what he looks like.
I do know what he looks like. He has a Flickr account, and and judging on the few photos I've seen, I think any sort of physical conflict between the two of us is pretty.
But you know what? If it would be me and you fighting him because I'm a part of this podcast.
Yeah, but you know what?
Maybe together we can like tag team him.
He is a fucking dog.
But the dog's not a part of this podcast.
But it was part of it's part of his history. So he could easily just bring the dog.
No.
He could bring the dog.
He's not doing that one anymore.
But he still has a dog.
No, I know, but that dog is not a part of his new podcast, so it doesn't count.
I don't know.
He can bring his computer.
I could bring my computer, but I don't know. I don't know how we're going to resolve this. Physical fighting is out the picture. You have more listeners than us. You have better sound quality than us, but we're newer. We talk shit. And
so basically he... But I don't know. It doesn't matter to me like how good his sound quality is and how many listeners he has is how good is the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to listen to more of his podcasts?
I'm kind of curious because, as you know,
I know you're curious, but like, say if you weren't, like, say if this was just,
if it was any other podcast.
Yeah.
I already listened to like way too many podcasts. I subscribe to too many that I can even listen to in a day.
No, I know. But do you like it as much that you would actually go out of your way to listen to it again?
All of this aside, and like, imagine that this guy never claimed that he's Calgary's Best Podcast. Would I go listen to this show? I may listen to one or two episodes just to kind of check it out. Whether I listen to that, I don't know. But we'll get back to Calgary's Best Podcast in a second.
Okay, so, dear Chantel, let's see, July 12th, I'm assuming 1992 or 93, something like that. Okay. I just got back from the Bible camp. So this is the Bible camp that I was talking about before, where I met that guy, that camp counselor, and wrote letters to him.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I've gone back. Mm-hmm. It was a weird week. Every day we had to wake up at 7:30, eat breakfast at 8, chapel at 9, then we would do something with our team, have lunch at 12, eat after lunch, we would have team time, and then tuck.
Mm-hmm. And what?
Tuck is, that's what they called, I don't know why, but that's what they called the snack time, so we could go and buy a chocolate bar or a bag mm-hmm. of chips or something.
Yeah.
And our parents would give us a certain amount of money that we could spend that week. Mm-hmm. And my parents were always cheap, so
all right.
I could never get the most candy. And then we'd have cabin talks. Then we'd do crafts. And then we'd do canoeing or rifling. Mm-hmm. I met a lot of people, but I could have met more. I met this guy. His name is, I'm going to call him Tom.
Sure.
He's nice, but I didn't be with him everywhere like with Dick. Tom was so weird, I swear. So was his friend, Sean. But Sean was hot. Holy cow.
Holy shit.
I took lots of pictures of him, I think. Because, of course, back then, didn't have digital cameras, so
every picture counted.
Yeah.
All right.
He had the most awesome clothes. He sewed pieces of jean material on his poncho. Remember ponchos?
Oh, like those things?
Yeah,
really
poncho. And sewed material on his jeans. He played the guitar really good. But of course, shy little me didn't get to know him well. Hopefully he and Tom will be there next year. Tom was really nice, but kind of funny and gross when he ate. He has like really weird big lips.
Yeah.
And he has a really nice butt. And big muscles.
How old are you at this point?
13, I think.
Okay, so you're beginning to notice things, I see.
Yeah, it didn't take long.
All right.
Tom was my team leader, and this other girl was too. When I got there, I asked that me and my friend and my cousin could be on the same team. My cousin came with me to camp. She liked it. At least that's what she told me. Luckily, all my friends and me got to be on the same team. What luck. There was also four guys who for a while I liked. I guess our team was good. My friend won a pencil sharpener trophy for being best Bible verse learner. It broke right away. Huh, what a piece of poop.
Wow.
I said poop.
Yeah, sure, wrote that down, poop.
I didn't go swimming at all when I was there. It rained a lot. I'm kind of glad, though, because my bathing suit is kind of improper for Bible camp.
Was it a two-piece?
I have no idea. I can't remember.
Right.
A lot happened in my cabin at camp. My cabin was called Sychar. I think they named it after places in Jerusalem or something.
Okay.
Some people thought there were demons trying to overcome the work of the Holy Spirit. That was really weird.
That's freaky.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of people got sick, hurt, and some even saw white people at night. Really freaky. One counselor saw a white person crawling on the floor up to the top bunk. She asked in the morning if anyone fell out of bed, and no one did. One girl in my cabin tried to commit suicide with about 100 aspirin and a jackknife.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
This is when you were there.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I know, it was really weird. And she actually like snuck off to the bathroom in the middle of the night to do that.
Wow.
Luckily that night, the night watch people found her. Her mother's mean and unfair to her, and she hated her life. She was pretty, so I don't think it was because of her looks. My counselor fell off a slanted stair and got the wind knocked out of her. Some girls who were with her thought she was dead. Weird.
Okay.
It's now around 8:15, and I just finished my paper. Oh, no, I'm not going to say that. It's boring. It's all about delivering flyers.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, I miss Bible camp. I miss my cousin, and I miss. I miss camp.
Okay.
That is it.
All right.
But isn't that weird? Like, that's the last thing that you'd expect to happen at a Bible camp is somebody trying to commit suicide.
With the jackknife and pills?
Yeah.
So one way or the other.
I don't even remember the pills part, but I remember the jackknife part. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like, I think what some parents do is their kids are really troubled and they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And so they see Bible camp, they'll fix my kids for me.
Okay.
That doesn't work.
Yeah. Anyways, as I was stumbling over my words trying to say it, what I was trying to say is that I'll create an analogy for you. You know, both Rochelle and I are graduates of ACAD, and you know, from time to time there would be crits, and yeah. Everybody would put their work on the wall.
Okay.
And the thing is, with crits, especially young people at that age, all of them were chicken shit to say bad things about the other people's work. They'd always find...
Not everybody.
The majority of people.
No. Well, I mean...
They would always find more good things to say about it than bad.
Yeah, like, I think people are just trying to be... They're trying to be too nice. But the thing is, like, when you critique something, you have to... You can say critical things, yeah, and that doesn't mean that you're...
There's constructive criticism, but then...
Yeah.
I'll create, furthering that analogy, say for example, we have, you know, if a friend of ours is in a band and you just genuinely do not like their music, you know how awkward that is?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel that way about the Calgary podcasting community. Like, you know, I feel really good about my show, and I've listened to a few of these shows, and I know that they have meetups, and I know that certain people from these shows would be at their meetups. And then it'd be all like hugs and handshakes and everything's just all nice. You know what I mean? Like it's...
What's the point then, right? If everybody's just going to say nice stuff about your show, what's the point in talking to them about it?
Exactly. Like, that's the problem with the... Not just the Calgary podcasting community.
But how do you know that they do that? You don't know because you've never gone to one of the things.
Just because I
like, are you just guessing?
I guess I'm making a guess.
Okay.
All right. I think we should just kind of concentrate on our own thing and really...
Yeah, but I think, like, say for instance, getting to know that guy,
yeah.
That's his name again.
Yeah.
We might be able to ask him, well, hey, how do you have such good sound quality? What do you do? What equipment do you use?
See, the thing is, I already know which equipment is needed to do the good job, but I just, you know, I'm just in a position where I can't afford it yet.
Well, how much is it?
Well, there's mixing board, there's a microphone.
Are you serious? A mixing board?
Yeah, so I can mix the levels of, I guess eventually we'll have two sets of
mics. That's like studio recording equipment.
Yeah, like if you're really into it, you can pretty much like build your own.
You know what I think we should do? We should like build a little room out of soundproof styrofoam.
Well,
sit in there.
I think that's eventually what we're going to do because, the room we're in right now is just...
It kind of has an echo.
It does have an echo. And it's...
We can build it like a fort.
A fort, yeah. Well, maybe eventually down the line.
What if we just build a fort with our pillow couches? Our
I don't think we'd build a couch fort.
No, didn't that? Oh, that was in like a magazine or something. If you want to do a cheap way of doing recording without getting an echo, you put your couch on a slant and then sit underneath your couch.
Yeah, it was for me a home recording magazine that I took back from Victoria.
Yeah.
And it was just talking about recording vocals and how to.
Wait, that's a good idea. We could totally do that.
Yeah, but I don't think we can both sit underneath the couch for the duration of show. And I really don't feel like setting up all my gear underneath the couch all the time. I think
that'd
if we are
fun.
Maybe for one episode, but I think if we're going to be doing it, we should be doing this right. We will be getting better equipment down the line. We're recording actually on a single microphone right now, but it is a good one, so complaints have been minimal. at that. So,
yeah, I don't know. I listened to a few of our podcasts afterwards, and I didn't really notice a huge, huge problem with it. Like, it didn't bug me at all.
Yeah, like, it can be really bad, like, especially in the other room, like, which is super echoey.
Yeah.
But this one's not too bad. Anyways, back to my point. I don't know, like, it's... actually, I'll tell you exactly what it's like. A few years in Vancouver. I guess it would have been around 2000, 2001. For about a few months ago, I joined an Apple users group, right? Which is, I know, it sounds totally nerdy, but so you have to understand, at the time, I was living in Vancouver, I didn't really have many friends, so I thought to myself, well, here, I'll
make friends with nerds.
Like-minded people, because, you know, I like computers, and I figured they liked computers, and I went there, and I just fucking hated everybody.
Why?
You know, because they're all just fucking dummies. Like, they were nice dummies, but when you connect to people on such a superficial level, on just like one thing, but you have nothing else in common, like, other than that one thing.
Yeah.
You don't even have a similar way of interacting socially in common, which...
See, I would think that would probably be the worst place to make friends. Because people who are so passionate about their computer, they would just be on the computer. Like, the only way to be friends with them is to, like, is that what it's called? An instant message?
Yeah, instant message.
Something? And that's not really a friendship.
Yeah, it's just like tick.
Yeah.
But I kept on getting newsletters, and then the phone asked me to come back. I'm just like, I'm sorry, guys. You know, we both happen to like the same manufacturer of a computer and operating system, but that is it. There's nothing else we can talk about. I may as well be reading a fucking magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know, like,
I tried doing to make friends one time. Well, not make friends, like, meet other people outside of our small community. Yeah. I actually volunteered at a few theater companies.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd meet such interesting people. No.
Yeah.
All, like, retired people and people who don't have any friends.
Mm-hmm.
And don't really want to be friends with them. I don't know. It wasn't good. And there was nothing really, like, you show up there, you, like, usher people in, seat them in their chair, mm-hmm. and then you watch the play, and then you go home. Like, there's nothing social about it at all.
Yeah, because, like, I'm imagining these meetups, you know, it's going to be talking about... Well, of course, well, the one thing that everybody will have in common is that they're a podcaster, you know, for one show or another, right? And they'll be talking about podcasting. Yes, fine. They'll be talking about recording techniques and
dude, web. I would find that so boring.
And I would too. After a while, like, you know, I already have a game plan already kind of formulated in my mind. Like, you know, the website is pretty much done almost the way that I want it. Like the forums. And I don't think, you know, good on these people, and I'm sure they do really, they're really into what they're doing, but I don't think, other than, you know, some tips on recording audio, I don't think there's really much more I can get out of it that I don't already know.
Like, I think we should just check it out one time.
Yeah, maybe we'll check it out.
We
will check it out. Yeah. They're usually on Saturdays.
So it's almost your birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually
less... What do you want?
Oh, what do I want? I want to shoot a gun.
Yeah, I know that already.
Yeah, the big plan is...
Who's organizing that? Do I have to do that?
You do, and the person to talk to, because I was talking to Mason about this yesterday, was Aaron. Aaron.
Yeah.
Apparently she did that before, and she knows all about it. She knows the place to go. She did that on her own birthday a few years ago. She went to the gun range.
Well, because I was talking to one of my clients about it, and he told me of a place that is very good to go to. And apparently they have those super big handguns.
Yeah.
What are they called?
I'm really not too...
The ones that, like, we saw videos on YouTube where people shoot it, and that one girl actually flung back and, like, hit her in the head because there's so much kickback.
Yeah.
They have those there.
So you want to shoot those? I want to shoot.
I don't want to shoot that. I don't want to die.
You just want to shoot, like, a little pistol?
I want to shoot a rifle.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to shoot a fully automatic machine gun at something.
I don't think they would have that.
I hope they have that. I hope they have automatic weapons, because that would be awesome. Like Uzis, M16s.
I don't even care what the gun looks like. I just like shooting that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, even my brothers, they always had BB guns, and then they'd like hang pop cans from trees and
shoot like
pop cans.
Like, I've shot like BB guns like when I was a kid, you know. And I guess technically I
paint. You say like so much. Just joking.
You're ruining the show.
What did you say? What show? We're on a show?
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you... All right. So, yeah. So, we're... Hopefully, if this all works out, gun range on my birthday, and then we'll have something to talk about. I want...
Can we get drunk before shooting?
I don't think they'll let us do that.
Sometimes my aim is better after a couple beers.
Yeah, I'm thinking there's probably some sort of rule against that, and also rules against drinking while shooting.
Yeah.
So, that's coming up in a month. And here's a story about an interesting show in the UK called Faith Off. I'm sure some variation of which will be coming to the States in the near future.
Asalaamu Alaikum, viewers, and welcome to the Islamic Game Show Interfaith Edition.
They say there's nothing like laughter to bring people together, and that's exactly what London-based broadcaster Islam Channel appears to be doing. In its new game show, Faith Off, people of different faiths compete against each other on their knowledge of world religions.
All right. This is so going to be like a series of Survivor, like in about 2 years, because they, a few years ago they had a series of Survivor where teams were divided based on their ethnicity, right? So they had, you know, the blacks versus the white versus the Asians versus the Latinos, right? I can totally see...
That's just so bad, though, because that's basically so many wars are religious wars, and now they're doing game shows game shows?
This is a little bit more lighthearted. It's more about... The aim of this particular game show is more about people of different faiths being knowledgeable about other faiths, right? You'll see here that... you'll see.
The show's producer, Abrar Hussein, says ratings have soared since it first aired several weeks ago.
I think overall we're trying to show that different faith groups in the UK can get on, number one, and that there is, you know, harmony within the different faith groups.
What is the Jewish day of worship?
Sabbaths? Saturday?
Saturday is the correct answer.
Ding, ding, as well ding. As attracting audiences.
So, how it works is, you know, one person or team of group of people of one faith answers a question specific to the other faith, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So...
Islam Channel hopes Faith Off will encourage greater integration and understanding between the UK's different religious groups. Unlike other game shows, there's no big prizes to be won, but for the contestants, taking part appears to be the biggest reward.
What's your greatest achievement, sir?
It's to be here tonight. Never dreamed.
You never dreamed that you'd be on the Islamic game show.
That's a great...
Michelle Kalal Al-Houri, Reuters.
So, I'm guessing that there's going to be like some sort of American spin on this. They're gonna create their own version of this, and it's just going to be... They're going to sleaze it up quite a bit.
Yeah, but how many... Well, I guess there are different religions in the
States.
Well,
it depends how you break it down. Like, you know, you can have Catholics and Protestants and this and that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be... religion is a very touchy subject. Like, I'm actually... That's one subject I do not talk about with my clients.
Yeah, I think,
like, you know, religion, politics...
I think that can be... said about a lot, you know, they say that talk about religion and politics with people you're really not too familiar with, it's kind of a no-no, because you don't know where they stand on a lot of things. And,
yeah.
I was reading somewhere that certain bars I think in the UK, actually forbid any conversation about religion or politics, because they always invariably end up like in a physical fight.
Yeah, that's why I'm amazed that they would actually have a game show like
that. Well, that one was a little bit more lighthearted, but I imagine the US version will have some sort of physical stunt.
Yeah.
Kind of like American Gladiators type thing.
Nasty.
Looking forward to it.
Of course, the American version usually sucks.
Making your good times even better.
So, musicals. All my favorite things are being turned into musicals.
Like what?
Well, Hairspray, for one. Well, that was a few years ago, but Hairspray.
Yeah, but the original Hairspray had music in it.
Had music in it, but it was not a musical per se. Now, I guess they're turning, they have turned Dirty Dancing into a stage musical, if you can believe that. Yeah.
Like the original.
Like, you know, the Patrick Swayze, Jennifer Grey, and
that's going to be so lame.
It is so lame, and I figure, that being that, we may as well just end off the show with a clip from Dirty Dancing, the stage play. I'm not going to sing along. I'm sure you are. You sing where she says girl.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I swear it's the truth, and I owe it all to you.
That doesn't sound like Patrick Swayze.
No, this guy is clearly not as good as Patrick Swayze. It's just
that's
like
the best movie.
Love, time, or...
Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I've been waiting for so long now.
Go.
I finally found someone in my
life. And stop.
We saw the writing on the wall as we felt this magical fantasy.
Patrick Swayze, but I'm clearly another guy, and this is pretty awesome.
It's the truth. And I owe it all to you.
That's when Patrick Swayze shakes his head.
Fuck it.
Can I go back?
Oh, hold on. Let's see if it's some sort of remix. It just doesn't work. All right.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's a good thing you're not a DJ.
Yeah, maybe I should have just stripped on the show, because this show's just going to shit.
Well, it's not my fault.
Yeah.
It's not my fault that you took like 5 minutes to explain something that was so simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all your fault. Eric wrecked the show, but that's okay though, because you made the other one really good.
Yeah, so it all evens out in the end. Yeah. Sorry, no stripping this time.
It's probably... We should probably just done this show naked because we're sweating our asses off anyway.
May as well. May as fucking well.
You know what? Dirty Dancing was my favorite movie.
It still is your favorite movie. Didn't I buy you the DVD?
No, you didn't, but
I did.
You can.
I saw it on
right now.
I saw it at London.
Right now?
Like no, I only have 15 minutes, and London Drugs closes, so. Anyways.
Go to Blockbuster.
Nah, I don't want to go there. It's too expensive. Anyways, yeah, Calgary's number one podcast, but maybe after this show, not so much, because we kind of sucked.
Whatever, don't insult yourself. That's so lame.
Okay, we're awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, other Calgary podcasters need to step up their game. For real. Maybe they should start stripping and stuff, because that's what I had to do.
Just take it off.
Take it off. You naked fox. Mortal Kombat. Calgary's awesome podcast. Tip, tap, tip. All right. My name is Eric.
It's like the worst music. I don't like it.
My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hold on.
Okay, what?
There's announcements. You can go to our forum, tiptaptip.com/forum. You can write in our hate mail thread after this episode airs how much you think we are not Calgary's best podcast. And you can call us to task again. If you want to throw us a few bucks to get me a new house couch, new panties, new scarf, tiptaptip.com/donate. Send an email to info@tiptaptip.com. There's a new feature. If you want to send us a voicemail, leave a voicemail message, you can do so at 206-208-3918. Again, that's 206. That's brand new. 206-208-3918.
So where does that go?
It goes to a phone, and you can leave a message, and then I can listen to the messages and then play them back in the show.
Whose phone?
I don't know. Some service in the United States is free.
That's weird.
I did it. 206-208-3918 is our voicemail line. info@tiptaptip.com is our email thing. tiptaptip.com/forum is our forum thing. And
can we try phoning it?
No, because it's really nothing on there right now.
Oh, okay.
It's just our bumper, and then beep, 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 leave a message. So, /donate.
Can we leave ourselves messages? Like,
why would we want to do that?
We'll just pretend to be someone else and tell us how awesome we are?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
We can do that, and then we can say that it was Joel and Jen from Squid Bomb.
Yeah.
All right. TipTapTip.com. My name's Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We're out here.
Bye. Thank you.